Well, as we've been hearing, RTE's Chief Financial Officer Richard Collins has resigned this lunchtime. In a statement, RTE said Mr. Collins would work on a handover and that it is in the process of identifying a replacement CFO. RTE's Director General Kevin Backhurst is meeting staff this lunchtime to update them on developments at the organisation. Let's talk now to our industry and employment correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, first of all, the departure of Richard Collins. People may remember his appearances at some of those Dáil committees over the summer.
That's right, Brian. Some of the earlier Dáil committees, as this controversy broke about the under-declaration of payments to Ryan Tubridy, Richard Collins would have been among those executives that appeared before the Oireachtas committees and got quite a grilling from the politicians in those early Oireachtas committee hearings. We have been told by RTE this lunchtime that he has tendered his resignation as the organisation's chief financial officer. In the statement, RTE said that Richard will work on a handover and RTE is in the process of identifying a replacement CFO. They said that Mr. Collins will assist in any ongoing processes to the extent that this may be required, and they thanked Richard Collins for his hard work and contribution to RTE over the past 3 years and wished him success for the future. So as I say, that news just breaking this lunchtime that he, this very senior member of staff here at RTE, the CFO, has resigned.
And that meeting between the Director General and staff, which is I think still continuing as we speak, some information there in relation to potential redundancies at RTE and also around this question of a land sale at the site.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. So this is a meeting. It's called a town hall meeting. It's going on right now, actually. So you and I aren't at it, obviously, but we are here hearing from sources at the meeting of what's being said. It involves Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTE, making a statement, updating staff on the latest developments here. And then there are lots of staff members in the room as well, and they can ask questions and they can raise various issues. Yeah, so from what we're hearing from inside the meeting is that Mr. Backhurst told the staff that RTE will be a smaller organisation, but that there will be no compulsory redundancies. He said that voluntary redundancies may form part of a future strategy that is currently being worked on by RTE management, but voluntary redundancies cost money and the money would have to come from somewhere. That strategy document currently being finalised, it's expected to be completed and published in the coming weeks. And yes, as you say, he also spoke about the sale of the land at RTE. Lots of suggestions that RTE could generate a lot of money from that, but there's lots of doubt cast as well about the complications involved in that. And on this, Kevin Backhurst said that it wouldn't make financial sense to move wholesale from Donnybrook, but that all options will be looked at. He said the most likely scenario is that RTE stays on the site but shrinks its footprint on the land.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much for that.